Okay, we're picking up with Hilchos Pesach. Now we're going to discuss today, what do you do on Erev Pesach? So firstly, in the first thing in the morning, when it comes to a few changes in davening, on Erev Pesach, we do not say, Lis Ashkenazim, do not say Mizmor Lesoda. Why not? Because Mizmor Lesoda is a remembrance for the Korban Toda that they used to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Lechem, they used to have bread with that they used to have, and it was usher to eat that night would be usher to have the bread. So therefore, since you could be bringing it to Dei Psula, Dei Nosar, you're not allowed to bring the Korban, and therefore, as the Zeicha for that, we do not say Ashkenazim, do not say Mizmor Lesoda. However, there are those who say that if you already started saying the Psukim, since it's only a Psukim Bialma, and you already started it, then there are those who say that you just finish it. Finish the Mizmor Lesoda. If you already started halfway through, you realize that you're not supposed to be saying it, then you would finish Mizmor Lesoda. Also, in regards to Keler Harapayim, on a laning day, you don't say the Keler Harapayim before the Vayivin Tzara, and usually the rule, whenever you don't say Keler HaChapayim, you also don't say Lam Natzeach, in between Val Tzion, in between Ashri Val Tzion, we don't say Lam Natzeach Mizmor Yan Chasir Yom Tzara, because it's not a Yom Tzara, it's a very happy time. Therefore, you do not say those things. So those are the changes in Shul. You should Afka, the post can bring down, you should try to daven early, in order that you're able to eat your suit and get rid of your chametz at the proper time and not have to worry about it. Other things is also, it's a mitzvah to get a haircut on Erev Yontiv and Lekhava the Yontiv, especially in reference to the fact that you're going to have the Sfiras Omer, which I mean is not to get a haircut for the next, at least to Lag Bomer, so you have a whole while. You're going to have 34 days till you're getting your next haircut. So there's definitely a big mitzvah to get a haircut. And Dafka, it should be done, as we're going to see, it's usher to do malacha after Chatzos, L'chatlila, so you should Dafka be getting your haircut before Chatzos this year. Not exactly sure what anyone's going to do. Most barbershops are closed for good reason, and health reasons it's not necessarily okay, so a person can either give it to themselves. I know that they asked Rav Nevenshal Shlita about what if a person didn't, the situation Amir Tzashem will get better already by Erev Pesach, but if it doesn't get better by Erev Pesach, can they get a haircut during Chol HaMoed? And Rav Nevenshal said, if it was mamish not, you weren't able to get a haircut, then you maybe have a hatter to even get it on Chol HaMoed. He didn't say about Sfiras HaOmer whether that would be okay if the barbershops open up by then. So those are Shilas. And also someone asked him, what if you're able to give it to yourself? So he wasn't sure if theoretically give it to yourself in a bad way or be able to wait. Maybe it would be much even there on Chol HaMoed. You'd have to ask your posik what to do. After Mincha, there's a very minag tov to be misasik in the Dinei Korban Pesach. There's a whole, I think the Yavetz put it out, is how the Seder Korban Pesach, and just because we have the Gemara tells us that one who learns about the Korbanos is as if he brought the Korbanos, so we hope in Erev Minu that the Mashiach should come and be able to do, everyone should bring the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, but if not, the best thing to be doing is learning about the Dinei Korban Pesach, and most Sederim and Machzorim for Pesach, you will find it in your Seder, and the Shlach has a specific Nusach. And also, there's the very big segula from, I think, Rosh Shimon Ashtapola, one of the Hasidic Rebbe's, to say with a lot of gematrias and a lot of sodos, the person wants to say that, it's a very big segula, even Rav Nevenshal in his halacha, and his sefer, in Moadim, Yushalayim B'Moadeh, Rav Nevenshal writes it also, it's in Minog Tov to say that. Eating matzah on Erev Pesach, there's an Isser Chachamim, or Mesakin, not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, because his lashon is like Boel Arusasa Besavi, that's a person who's only engaged yet, is performing in illicit relations with his fiance before they get married. Why is that? Because the mitzvah that Laila is to enjoy the matzah. They wanted to make sure you enjoy it, and therefore, there's a din and iser to have matzah on Erev Pesach. That actually, most people have the minhag to do it me'ikar din. That's what the Gemara's ruling is. However, many have the minhag already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and a lot of people I think even accepted already 30 days before. There's a widespread minhag people not to have matzah. However, you should know that the really, really ikar iser is on Erev Pesach to not have any matzah on Erev Pesach. And also the things that could have been matzah are also a chashash, would potentially be problematic as well. So even though the things that we have a suffix, maybe it's not so, we wouldn't eat them on Pesach, but even those things like a matzah kfula where it's folded over, you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach, that's only a chumrah, you should not be eating that on Erev Pesach. I know Rav Akiva Nevental once told me a chumrah that a pita, if it's possible, the pita was baked in less than 18 minutes from the time that it was together, then it's very possible that I could have the din of matzah. So therefore, he said that chumrah, not to eat pitas. I know that the olam is not necessarily like that, but that's another point over here. And just on that nekuda, we'll end off with this last halacha. There are those, that there's a mitzvah daraisa to get rid of your chametz on that day. So there are those who specifically went out of their way to eat chametz on Erev Pesach, because every bite that you're eating, every kazaya, seemingly is a mitzvah of tashbisu, getting rid of your chametz. So there are many gedolim who used to dafka have chametz as a bread, like a bagel, let's say, or something like that. They used to eat them on Erev Pesach in order to mekayim the mitzvah, besides through burning, which we'll discuss tomorrow, but also through this as well. Just one more thing about doing malacha after chatos hayom, after chatos on Erev Pesach, the minhag is, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, is that we're machmir to not do malacha unless it's like malachas on Chol HaMoed. So if it's something that's going to lead to a financial loss, a major financial loss, or if it's letzorech of the yontiv, then you could do malacha. However, other malachas, a person should really refrain from just some working, let's say, or doing anything of the like, should be avoided if possible. Again, if there are exceptions, a person should ask his rav. Amir Tzushem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the laws of Isra Chametz and Bira Chametz. Amir Tzushem.